A Club for the Discerning Young Gentleman by David Harvey. The luminous digits on the clock read 1900. This was the time Niall expected them to arrive. He pulled back a section of the drawn curtain and peered into the dark street, looking for a likely car, but saw none. When they spoke on the phone, the woman at the other end seemed to know where his house was. Niall sat down and again watched the clock in the twilight of his bedsitter. The house was quiet this evening. The other tenants had either gone out or had not yet got in. "Please let it stay like this until I'm out," he said to himself, not wanting to be seen when he was taken away. His stomach continued to gurgle, and his heart beat out a nervy rhythm. 1903. Once more he fumbled inside his jacket pocket for his money and counted it. It was still £270. 1905. When the doorbell rang, it startled the young man out of his chair. Opening the door, Niall was faced with a short but heavily built black-suited bouncer come chauffeur. "Niall," said the heavy. Niall nodded. He was led to a big saloon car with darkened windows. Once inside, the man said, "They explained about this, did they?" showing his passenger a balaclava with a thick patch stitched over the visor. Niall hummed a confirmation, not yet confident that his voice would work properly. He donned the spooky headgear. Satisfied, the driver started the car and moved off. The stereo played frantic rave music, loud but not enough to attract attention. During the ride, the only conversation was an occasional and perfunctory, "You're right in there?" from the driver, to which Niall managed, "Yeah, fine," each time. The journey along urban-sounding streets may have taken about 15 minutes. The car stopped in a quiet place. "Here we are."